So I've just seen Jos Buttler strike the winning runs against New Zealand in the England versus New Zealand game, which gives us a little bit of a chance to go through to the semi-finals. Now, we're going to have to play well, and we're probably going to have to change the batting lineup. I would have thought. I think Kieswetter, it's not happening for him. I'm a good fan of Kieswetter. I think he's an excellent player on his day, but it doesn't seem to be his day at the moment. I think we need to put him back down to six, like we do at the ODIs, and nudge Wright up, who's in great form. Hale's looking good as well, playing as if to say, look, chaps, it's not me. I'm getting a few runs on the board. Get Morgan up to three. Seems to be the popular wisdom of this World Cup that you get your good players in at the top three. And I think we should do that there. Morgan didn't actually have a terrific game today. I'm going to go against what a few people have said. He scored at below a run a ball. And while he played with a lot of intent, he didn't play with a lot of scoring shots. Luke Wright did, though. He's a fantastic player. And we've got a really good batsman at this World Cup. He scored 99 not out, and then he got 76 today. I think he's in really, really good form, and he's a guy that can really hit the ball out of the park, which is something we've needed for a while. Jos Buttler and Johnny Bairstow, we haven't seen much of them, really. Hopefully they won't get a chance. We'll knock off the runs before we need to against Sri Lanka. But big games now coming up. New Zealand have just got to hope about other results. They did well today. I thought they shuffled around the bowlers. They've got some really awkward, useful players. Certainly bowlers like Vettori and Mills bowled pretty well too. I just think things went their way, really. I do think it was another game that could have been very close if McCullum had stayed in for another few overs. But as it was, England sailed through. Got a couple of other issues with the bowling, I think. I don't think Patel should have been dropped. Again, I'm a fan of Patel. I'm also a fan of Briggs. The big stat I came up with, which I think I haven't conjured out of nowhere, is we're now looking at a straight shootout choice for the left-arm spinner between the man with our best economy rate and our man with the worst. That's Patel, who had terrific figures against Afghanistan, slightly less good in his next game. Briggs went a bit, and I think they should bring back Patel. Whether they will or not remains to be seen, but what they do need to do is just sort of get a handle on their emotions a little bit. Seemed a little bit choppy out there, a little bit like the lads on tour had a bit of a bad day in a nightclub and woken up on the beach a bit groggy and pissed off with each other because someone else had used all the bog roll. Now, I think Broad's a good captain, but he needs to keep a check on his emotions and stop bowling dross every so often. I mean, when he's on the money, he's really on the money. I'd love him to get his head together, everyone to get their head down, and for us to beat Sri Lanka, because that would be a big boost. And everyone needs to follow in the footsteps of Luke Wright and just get down and play. Well done, Luke Wright. Well done, England. He's my man of the match today. I'll be looking forward to West Indies versus Sri Lanka. Thanks very much. Goodbye.